Before we continue on, I'd like to acknowledge Mel Myers, who is our engineer for the evening, but he's also our editor. So in case, Rabbi Sherman, you get carried away or something, he's able to edit it out.
That's why I said hello to Mel.
You're right. And, you know, if you flop, he's able to make you look really good, too. So, but he's the base of all of this, and I appreciate very much his work. I think everybody knows pretty much now then about voicesofoklahoma.com, and it has become a research tool for students, for teachers, educators. OU history professor uses it in his curriculum, and there's another curriculum out of Dallas, Texas that reached out to us and used it. So it's becoming part of the fabric of our community and beyond. So without any further ado, we'll move on, and I'm going to say, for the sake of our audience, let us know you're here. Maybe you'll clap, cheer, yell, scream, or whatever you want to do. So, good evening and welcome to voicesofoklahoma.com. We're live from Temple Israel in Tulsa, Oklahoma. This is our third live performance in 2011. We interviewed David Bernstein. Last year, our live interview was with Maxine Zerel, and this evening we will be visiting with Rabbi Charles Sherman, who's retiring here after 37 years at Temple Israel. I should also say the rabbi also joined us 2 years ago when we interviewed, and actually he had an idea for this while we had an idea for doing it, and the two ideas came together at the same time. Let's get underway. My name is John Erling, and today's date is June 10th, 2013. Charles, if you state your full name, please, your date of birth, and your present age.
I'm Charles Philip Sherman, born December 14th, 1943. I'm 69 years old.
Were you named after someone in your family?
Yes. In Jewish tradition, among Ashkenazic Jews, John, it's a very strong custom, not a law, but a custom, and sometimes customs are stronger than laws, to name after a deceased relative to perpetuate the memory of someone dear to the family. I carry on the names of both of my grandfathers who were not living when I was born. My mother's father's name was Charles. My father's father's name was Philip.
Were there any other rabbis in the family going back to grandfather?
None that any admit to.
Joining us here on stage is Paula Milson. And Paula, you and your husband, Malcolm, you've been longtime members here at Temple Israel. How many years?
Well, Malcolm's been a member at Temple Israel his entire life, and I have been a member here since 1959 or 60.
And Malcolm and Paul currently serve as the highest position that we honor any lay leaders with, as our co-honorary presidents, and the first time a couple have been given that honor as well.
Very good. And we can say that you were, Paula, on the selection committee when you selected Rabbi Sherman, and that's been 37 years ago.
That is correct.
And we will get into some of that a little later on here. Rabbi, let's talk about your mother, where she was born, where she grew up, and kind of describe her personality for us.
My mother's name was Ruth. Kovacs was her maiden name, K-O-V-A-C-S. My mother was born in a small town outside of Pittsburgh, Duquesne, Pennsylvania. The family ran a drug manufacturing business in Duquesne, probably the largest business in Duquesne from what I can understand. My mother was the oldest of three children. Her father, Charles, died at the age of 42, leaving her mother a widow with three young children. Her brother had just become a bar mitzvah, and her younger sister was 5 years younger. So my grandmother, a rather remarkable person, Gisela Kovacs, decided that this was not where she wanted to rear three children in a small town, very small Jewish population, and she moved into Squirrel Hill, the Jewish section of Pittsburgh then and still now. It's one of those rare Jewish communities that has maintained itself all of these years. My grandmother bought a home. Her mother lived with them. So there were three generations in a Hungarian-speaking home. My great-grandmother really never learned English very well. Hungarian was definitely the language of the home. My mother was a wonderful lady, gentle, and unfortunately died at the age of 54. Exactly 4 weeks after holding our oldest son, Aaron, at his Brit Milah ceremony, she seemed to be very healthy and returned to Pittsburgh and became ill for 3 days and died.
How old were you at the time?
26.
What a shock, huh?
Yes.
Her personality?
My mother was a sweet, gentle, soft-spoken human being who was a great neighbor. We lived on a short street, 30 houses. My mother knew the name of everybody on the street, knew the birthdays of the children on the street, always had a card for them. This kind of person, she loved people.
Did you draw from her because of that, you believe?
I hope so.
Yeah. Your father's name and where he was born?
Samuel Lewis Sherman, born in Pittsburgh, and was 10 and a half years older than my mother. And therefore, her sudden death upset his whole game plan. He always thought, with good reason, he would predecease her. And now she was gone, and his whole plan of life was upset. My dad was a pharmacist. My father grew up in a Yiddish-speaking home, kosher home, and received no formal religious education. His father, I don't think, had much use for religion. He was a tailor, master tailor, and from most reports, was not a great guy. Five children. My father, the middle child, went to work very, very young. In those days, you could become a pharmacist in 2 years. And at 19, my dad had his license. He was very proud of the fact he had that license for 60 years, loved pharmacy, left it in the 50s, I guess, or 60s, and went into real estate, commercial real estate, after residential real estate, and then made the mistake of going back into pharmacy, bought a Rexall store in downtown Pittsburgh, and took it into bankruptcy.
How old was he when he passed away?
My dad was 78, almost 79.
Brothers and sisters?
My brother says he's an only child. I have a brother who's 4.5 years younger than I, just the two of us.
Religious upbringing, was it important in the family at all? Did you sense that?
Yeah, that's a very interesting question. When my grandmother moved from Duquesne into Pittsburgh, she immediately joined the large Reform congregation and belonged to Rodef Sholem congregation for over 50 years. My mother and father were married in that congregation. I would say religion was always important to my mother. Again, my father had this strange background of no formal religious education, but a kosher Yiddish-speaking home. He never had a bar mitzvah, and therefore now blessed with two sons. It was very important to my father that his sons have what he didn't have. And so I grew up in a classical Reform congregation, which in those days did not permit bar mitzvah. Didn't exist at Rodef Sholem congregation in 1956. So my father looked around and found what he felt was the best Jewish educational place. It happened to be Orthodox. Didn't make any difference to my dad. So my brother and I were enrolled there. I went to Cheder several days a week and to the Reform Temple on the weekend. I got a better Jewish education than most of my peers, and certainly more of a Jewish education than I wanted at that particular time. So I'll tell you an interesting story. About age 12, rebelling against this burdensome schedule of going after public school to Cheder, to Hebrew school, and then on the weekend to the Reform Temple, I thought I would catch up my dad and say, you know, you've got us going to this Orthodox school, and we go on the weekend to this Reform Temple. Which are we? Figuring one or the other I was going to get out of. That didn't work. I'll never forget my father's answer. He said, you know, son, I don't really care. My responsibility as your father is to see that you have a good Jewish education, What you do with that education when you are an adult will be your decision. But I intend fulfilling my responsibility. That was the last time we discussed the schedule of classes. I understood the point. And he was right, of course.
As you were growing up, were you a child that had to be disciplined a lot, or did you conform to everything your parents proclaimed?
I was a goody-goody, John. You don't want to be immodest on the air here anyway. I was one of those model students.
Okay. All right. All right. We'll take your word for that.